Waco ISD Superintendent Bonnie Kane has big plans to utilize the services of many sectors of the community to reach out to those in poverty.
Well, we're going to ask everybody in the community to be a part of turning Waco around. And there will be the, for instance, the legal community will be asked if they could set up a place that would be provided that it would be free legal advice of a certain level for an evening. We were going to ask banks, could you have certain accounts, you know, right now you have to have, what, $500 or something in an account, that you help people who don't know how to have bank accounts be successful having a bank account. We're going to bring the faith community together because they can, you know, with God, everything's possible. Mm-hmm. We're going to ask the medical community to do their part in offering some services.
That extensive list by Dr. Kane is only the tip of the iceberg, and it may seem like a strange place to start a report on summer training for teachers. But the Ruby Payne training taking place this summer isn't your average career development seminar. It's nothing short of an attempt to provide teachers with, as Dr. Ruby Payne's book is titled, A Framework for Understanding Poverty. And more specifically, the mindset of impoverished students in the community who fill these teachers' classrooms. Tammy Huggins, a teacher and director of the work program at Waco High School, attended one of the mid-July sessions. She recognizes that students live in a world at home very different from the school they attend.
They leave our schools and they go out into a different environment, and sometimes their support is gone, so that becomes a challenge.
So to help teachers like Huggins better meet these challenges, the school board approved Dr. Kane's recommendation to undergo the district-wide Ruby Payne training that she utilized in her prior stint as the head of Pearland Schools. Teachers spend an intensive 14 hours and 2 days in various locations throughout Waco ISD, as instructors like Donna McKethan talked about the mindset of children and adults dealing with the realities of poverty. In a sense, there's a language gap between impoverished students and their middle-class teachers.
Here's some differences between poverty and school. Poverty is concrete, sensory, reactive world. School is verbal, abstract, representational, and proactive. Without language, one lacks the tools necessary to negotiate and manipulate her or his position in the world.
So, we've got this home environment that they come to us from in poverty. Everything is concrete. You know, there's this is what we do, how we do things. We come to school and we want them to talk about their dreams. We want them to see abstract things, and it's hard for them. The thing that comes between the two worlds that enables you to negotiate between the two of them is your language.
The middle class and all the classes have certain hidden rules, and if you don't know those, then you don't know how to operate in them. And when teachers come, in that particular one, they come from the middle class, we assume that they know certain things, and making teachers just aware of that piece is really big. You know, they may not be aware that there's certain things you need to do at school.
Unwritten rules, language differences, formality versus informality, lack of resources versus mere lack of money, all topics teachers discussed and were then given strategies to tackle during the training. In the next 2 days, we'll hear more of this training and see how it fits into a broader vision to tackle systemic poverty in Waco. Prior education stories are available online at www.kwbu.org/news. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.